Middle of Simchin Yud Gimel, discussing the halachas of Tiltel, relating to Adelis, Chaloyin, and the Mamun on Shabbos, Siv Ches, in the bottom of Kuf Yud Testament Aleph. Safsal, a bench, Shanishmat Echad Miraglov. I'm not talking about putting things back in as a concern of binyan. See, if you have a bench, Shanishmat Echad Miraglov, which one of the legs slipped out, Ozlo Ziglum Kami, and I'll let it put it back to its place. And to put the side that slipped out onto another bench, as you tend to admit, yes, Misha Machmalasa, the others are stringent to say it's forbidden. Says Dramova, I am ill, Simon Shinches. Says Misha Bursav Cotton Nun Alf, that it's forbidden, Lachzir, to put it back this lake to its place. But full of Lassa is it offer, even to make it loose, as it exists, the Krisham Yitkabiyasa, because you might stick it in with a peg, and the Lachazka to strengthen it, which would be a problem, makam patish. So therefore, that's problematic. And to place that side, which now doesn't have a leg, on another bench, so because in days, yesh mishmachma, the others who are stringent to say it's forbidden. It's a little bit tiltal, even to move it, usla to do it's forbidden according to them. Everything is forbidden the reason of a decree, dilma usla nechadeg, but because then you might come to put the leg inside of it and to stick it in. That's our other Ramah. It says unspecifically, like the Yesh Mishamachma. The Ayin Shom, the Mishamura, Bialocha, Koprati Denze, Sivakot Nun Gimel, which Dramo is Mitzayin, the Ayin Lel, Simichit Chazan, that is the Shamabur, that it's explained, Tim Yoshaba, like Varkach, Pamecha, Mibayim, that have already sat on it like this once before Shabbos, Kisho Yisamach Asav Salach, when I was leaning on another bench, Budigam Bishabbos, Asamach Asav Salach, then on Shabbos also would be permitted to support it on another bench. And then we're not concerned that you might come to stick it in very strongly. Sivtes, Sadikei, 8 by 8. Someone sticks in the wood in the wood. Bein Shetaka b'masma, whether he sticks it in with a nail. Bein Shetaka by its asma, whether he sticks it into the wood itself. Achin Nisach, until it becomes one. Right, so told this Baina, that is a derivative of the Malacha of Baina of building. Says Mishbrus Sivkot Memdal, by its asma in the wood itself. That's Bein Bebinyan, whether with building, or Bein Bekeli, whether with a tool. So if someone sticks a wood inside a hatchet, or he sticks it, a peg into the handle of the hatchet to keep it tight. So if someone unloads a piece of wood that was stuck in tight, he's liable for demolishing. If his intention is to remedy, because kilkel is not chayv. That says the Rambam. Sif Yud. If you have a courtyard that was ruined in the summer, in the winter months, one could scatter straw over there. And it's not considered like adding on to the structure. As long as he deviates, that he doesn't winnow, with a basket, rather with the bottom of the box. They should turn it upside down. He should bring straw on its bottom. Then all the shina through something abnormal of biyad, but by hand, usher is forbidden. Says Mishbur Sivkot Nun Hey, that if the courtyard got ruined with the rain, you could winnow straw over there, and v'lei chashiv k'maisav. Not considered like adding on to the binyan. You're not nullifying it over there, like as if it's adding on to the floor. The chazal ma'chabayim because it's fit for animal food, a latit or for clay. Avol davar the mevatle hasim, but something that one would keep it over there, it nullified over there. Come my tit, like clay, b'choil, and sand, utzreiros, and pebbles, all those types of things. That would be also be forbidden. The sharatzin lois membem beis. That's learned out from Simcha 9 beis, Sif Yud Vav. The ikum b'shum hashvui gumis. That would be a problem, but smoothing out the pits. Specifically over here, Shabbalasak and the Chatzah that is coming to remedy the courtyard, also to be in the Dabba the Binyan, that's similar to, it could be similar to the building. But in another situation, like the custom is to scatter sand in the morning in the house, to cover people that spit, in those days when they had earthenware floors, sure, it's permitted, because you're allowed to cover the spit with ashes, since he's not intending to be building the floor. So we've got but by hand is forbidden, because that's a mundane activity, and therefore that's why it's forbidden. That's how people normally do it during the weekday. By day in the Hudish, through non-Jew is permitted. If there's a great need, like anything that's a rabbinic of a rabbinic, where telling a non-Jew is rabbinic, and doing this with by hand is rabbinic, because just uvdachel is rabbinic. So in the great need, that would be permitted, says the Taz. Simon Shin Yudal. Things that are forbidden because of building and demolishing on Shabbos. So obviously, this is a segue from the halachas of Muktzah, of Tiltel, which had regarding the doors and the locks and things on hinges, which then segued into concerns about building and going into the halachas of literally of building and demolishing on Shabbos. Sif Aleph, about Yud Besivim, there's 12 paragraphs. Ein binyan ustira bekelim. There's no building and demolishing regarding vessels and tools. Fundamentally, when we say this, that's not literally building chavis, like a barrel. In the machzek is arbam saw, meaning if it's not something that contains 40 saw, it says a true misadvation to Mitzamachaya. Continues the machaber, Shanishbida, where the barrel broke. The dibik shabbat was efes, and then he connects, he attaches the broken pieces with tar. Yachal shabra, he could break it, to take what's inside of it. But as long as he doesn't intend to make an appropriate hole, that should be like an opening. Because if that would be the case, then you'd run into a different problem about remedying a vessel. It would be fixing. It would be making something. It would be like a mark of a potash. It says Mishnah Berurah Zivkot and Aleph. So there's no binyan stir bekelim. But when we say this, it's in the binyan mamish. It's not literally building. Because of a binyan gomer stir gomer, but if you make a bona fide building and a bona fide demolishing, then shayach gomer kelim, that would apply even by vessels. So specifically the case that Mechaba brings, like let's say when you connect the broken pieces with tar, yochel shabbat, then you can break it. Ein zeh stir gomer, because that's not full-fledged demolishing. But if it was intact, have a stir gemurah, that would be in full-fledged demolishing. And therefore, for us, that would be fine. I feel cut, even my small vessel. Because we're chayin, we'll come to Sib Yud, that the honey chabis ketanash makachas, these small barrels of merkachas, of this type of like, this is cosmetics. Asla hasr achichukim. You know that a place, these chashukim, they're called rifen. You now remove the chishukim, these ornaments. These to take what's inside of it. And you're taking it apart. And because it's not similar to the case of the Baal Shem and the Bekas Shabbat Bezef, is that the broken pieces are attached with tar. The Hasm over there, the Arka Mitchelasikin, its norm is initially to do that. And it's like a whole vessel, and therefore that's since a whole vessel. So then you're not allowed to demolish it, even though it's a kli. Achal de Yehudi, if you're a non-Jew, b'vad yesh la'ata, definitely one could permit uklamei, like we see later on in Siv Zayin, u'b'kosho de chavalim, and if it's tied on only through rope, I feel like the Yisrael yesh la'ata, then even through a Jew you could permit. But if it has these kishukim, if it has these parts, that's how it's made, it's a full-fledged kli, then that would be a problem to break it outside. Siv cotton bays. So we said, for example, let's say the barrel, and the Rama add on the words "sheinu machzekes" that doesn't hold 40 saw, because the Elohim machzekes abam saw. Because if it does contain 40 saw, have the oil, then it's like automatic, like an oil, like a tent. This b'mishum bin yistir, then it would have a problem about building and demolishing. A fellow bin yistir called even a minute bin and stir, even though it's a kli. That's a sharatina. Iskimo says that's how the Chayim explained according to the Shitz Rama, and he says, look at the bi'alocha in the b'maschol sheinu. Where there he says, look at Mishnah Berurah, that when it is machzek, it's 40 saw, it's forbidden even by such a shaky barrel. So look at El Yab that he brings, that the opinion of the Ashba is that by such a shaky barrel, even if it does contain 40 saw, it would not apply the name of Stira. He says, it would seem that definitely one could be leaning through a non-Jew, because anyway, it's Isra'ban because it's mekalkal, it's destroying it. Sifkat and Gimel, so again, Ramah said that this lenient case of there's no Stira by Kalim, is by a barrel that doesn't contain arbam saw 40 saw. Hang on, amal amo. What's 40 saw? If it's amma by an amma squared, berum shalash amas with the height of 3 amas, im oivatvan is with the thickness of the walls, below oivihal levizvism, without the thickness of the levizvism, which hukamayzer seveil salsvasa, that's like the rim that's around the lip, but a glaim and the legs, that's the magaram and the meram, that's how you measure if it has 40 saw. If it's that big, which is not really even so big, that would already be a problem about a binyan stira because it already has halacha as a oihel. But a what? What? Sounds like it's part of that. So again, but if it's smaller than that, then there's no business dear called the room. So Siv cutting down. So then we said that it wasn't a full fledged kli, it was just like attached with tar the pieces. Then Siv cut down yochel shavu. Then you could break it to take what's inside of it. I'm primogam mishmatzad like primogam that is inclined to hetash fear the permissibility of breaking. Even the place where it wasn't attached with tar, even the non-broken pieces, doesn't make a difference. It's not a full-fledged kli. You go ahead and break. There's no problem about stira b'kelim. Siv cotton hay. However, the Machaber said, as long as you're not intending lanak for neck of yafa to make a good hole that should be like an opening. But the same thing is in matzah's reshim amal. If let's say you chop off the top from above, machaber the opposite sphere, but you're intending to beautify the break. Should the show I tell you that it should remain a vessel, that is a problem. Because we get involved with all these different opening up things on Shabbos, that if it's considered as making a Pesach, this is the halacha over here. Because if that's the case, Sivkat and Vav, this is what's called Masakin Mana. You're fixing a vessel. You actually, by making this break, you're actually making the vessel better. You're making an opening. I'm Bataz, the Mashmah, that it sounds like, that a fill of my neck of a neck of cotton, even if it's a small hole, where it's not even the size that normally it could take in or take out from. It's also forbidden, at least rabbinically, even with such a barrel which is shaky, meaning it's not a broken but glued together. If it's a big hole, that's meant to take and take out. That sounds like from the Vilna Gaon. Some of the deer shoes. The deer shoe number 30. According to the Chazon Ish, you are allowed to put back the leg that slipped out if it's in a loose way, even if the norm is to stick it in tightly. Mishbu said, no, even loose you can't because the Gezer Shem Yitzka B'Yosik Yitzka L'Chazka. Dish number 31, we said that some are stringent even to support the bench that lost the leg onto another bench. And Mishbur said even just moving is forbidden according to them. Yisrael writes that this halacha is learned out from the halacha that's burned in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Ches, Sifteh Zayin. That if you have a kira, a stove that one of the legs slipped out, you're not allowed to move it because we're concerned that you might come to stick the leg back in. Chaz Nesh is inclined that still it's permitted to move the kira, the stove, for moving the leg in a loose way, because according to Chazon Ish, it's permitted to return it in a loose way, even if it's normally stuck in tight. Because since he's involved in putting it back in a loose way, we're not concerned that it's going to come Shema Yitka. But to move it stam, they said it's forbidden because you might forget it's Shabbos today, and then you might come to stick it in strongly. Chazon Ish adds on that according to those who hold that something that normally you stick it in tight, it's forbidden to put it back even when it's loose. Which even according to the Chazon Ish, the Arishim, the whole like that, so then you're not allowed to move the Kira at all. Dish number 33, we said that you're allowed to scatter the straw on the floor of the courtyard because you're not being mavapal over there, you're not keeping it over there. So for this reason, Shuvas Mitzvah writes that even according to those who hold that they didn't permit to sweep or to wash in a great need, even by a tiled floor, that some learn like that in the opinion of the Ramah, but you're allowed to wash excrement from the toilet bowl, because the reason why it's forbidden to sweep and to wash the floor is because of you might have to smooth out the pits because they had these earthenware floors. That doesn't apply only by sweeping and washing dust and dirt or something like that. And even though the point of the sweeping or the washing is to remove the dust or the garbage, but if you're going to put into the pit, into the ground, so you're interested as remain over there. But by excrement, we're for sure you're not interested as remain over there. You're not being a battle over there. So then, therefore, it wouldn't apply the gezeira not to wash it. That's from the Sikarelitz instructed. It's permitted to wash marble in the kitchen or in the toilet bowl, in the bathroom, even though they're connected to the ground. And there's no problem about hadachas karka, about washing the ground. That's our Razna Osa rules. Dish number one. So we said in Simon Shin Yodalit that anything that's not a stira gemura is not a problem, by Kalim. So if someone throws a snowball, and through that the snowball scatters and breaks apart, Shlomo Zalman holds he was not even Isav Saiser, because that's not Stira Gemura, and it's a Kli. And also, the one who's throwing it is not intending to have the ball fall apart. Dish number two, we said if it was a whole Kli, then there is Stira Gemura by Kli. So opening up a can, the Achrayim discuss if there's an Isav Saiser. They used to discuss if there's an Isra Baina, because when you open it, you actually might be building something. Or Makav HaPatish, because when you open up the can, now it's fit for utility, and you actually were Masak in the month. Chaznish writes, there's no Isra of Saiser when you open it up. You're not demolishing the Kli when you open it. Because when it was closed, it wasn't really considered as a Kli at all, because you couldn't use it. However, it is forbidden, according to his opinion, to open up cans, because Isra Baina. Because you're building, actually. So Zaman holds that the can is considered as a kli, even when it's closed. However, there's no problem about Saiser. You're allowed to open it, because since it's not the norm to utilize it again, rather you throw it out right away after you open it. So it has the halacha, like a barrel that you had the broken pieces connected with tar, mamash, the case that we're discussing in the Chabot, it's called mustiki, that you're allowed to break it, because it's not considered as a chashav kli. In other words, he considers as our cans, as like this inferior can. However, if his intention is to utilize the can another time, not to throw it out readily, because someone's inclined, that it's forbidden to open it because it would be Masakin Mana. Another reason for this, that there's no problem for opening up cans because Issa Saisa, Chubasik is Moshe writes, that you have to qualify the can like almost like a peel for a food item, which is a different halacha, not mustiki, the halacha of Chaisalis, which you burn in Shulchan Aruch later on, Sev Ches. Just like you're allowed to break a nut, let's say shell, so that you can take the nut inside of it, so that you're allowed to open up a can to take the food that's inside of it. He adds on the lemaisa, since B'nai Torah are very small, they're very minimal, the B'nai Torah. So one should not permit this, unless it is a great need, for example, let's say by a Sudas Nisuin, Chasna, or invite a guest, and he's embarrassed if he's not going to open up the cans. And also, in such a situation, should open up through a non-Jew. And if there's no non-Jew, he's a Talmud Chacham. He should do it discreetly. Now then, the Tila David writes, opening up cans, he violates the Isser of Saiser, of demolishing, because according to him, there is halacha b'kli on the can, even when it's closed. And it does not have the halacha like mustiki, and it does not have the halacha like chaisalis. Now, regarding the discussion of this Isser of Bain, or Makav HaPatish, opening up cans, so that we discuss now in the next, dirsh number three. Because we spoke about making a hole that's a very good hole. So he said that itself could be a problem about Baina or Masakin Mana. Someone opened up cans. Chaznish writes that even if he didn't make a good opening, Yechaifa Baina, because even though you're making a hole in the barrel, that Yechaifa Baina over there only if you make a good opening. However, since a can, when it's closed, is not considered as a kli, if you open it, because they're like, you formed the kli. Even if you did not make a good opening, according to the Chaznish, and if you can be chayef a baina. Now, even if the intention of the one who's opening is to throw away the can after he empties it out from finishing it, Chaznish is inclined, you're still not allowed to open it, because many people utilize cans even after they empty it out. And even when there are those who don't empty out the can right away when it's finished, they leave some stuff of food inside of it and they keep it for a later time, so that we have to be geizer not to open it. And even if someone has intention to throw it right away, maybe he's going to open up the can, and even if he has intention to utilize it another time, as we find the Gemara Be'edav, Lam Yilam Be'ezer, we're geizer on someone that does not intend for a kli, that he might intend for a kli. Chaznish also inclined to make a din, it's forbidden for him to open it, not only because it's there, because it's considered like you're making a kli, even if you don't intend to use it after you empty it out, since many people utilize the can even after they empty it out. So therefore it has the same kli on the empty can, and his intention not to use it after he empties out does not remove from it the shame of a kli. Pinim Shlom Zaman is that you're allowed to open it in the place where the minig is to throw away the can after you empty it out from the food item that's inside of it. And also, if the intention of the one is opening it to throw it out after he empties it out, because since it's normally thrown out right away, it does not have a chashivus of a kli. And if you open it, it's not considered as masak kli. And that's as written Shuvah's Mechaz Yitzchak. He has that a place where the normally to throw it out, even the Chaznish would agree. However, the opinion of the Mechaz Yitzchak is in our times, even though most people throw away the can right away after they empty it. But however, since there are those who hold on to it for the purposes of like cooking eggs, so that if they find, let's say, a drop of blood, they don't have to ruin the kli, they rather throw that out. So So it is considered like a place where they don't throw it out, and that's what's the pin of Reb Nissen Kirelitz.
Now, in a place where they don't usually throw out the cans, Reb Mislitz writes that it's permitted to make a hole in the can in a way that it will not be fit for utility after you opening it, and then to subsequently open it. That's how many people do with cans. And that's the pin of Shlomo Zalman, the pin of Blyashev. The Stipler brought the pin of the Chaz Nish that's permitted to make a hole in the can in a way that it's going to immediately cause that it's not fit for the utility of a kli. But when you make two holes, one on the top, one on the bottom, that doesn't help. Because right away when you make one hole, then you already made it into kli. And even if you're going to make the tools together, that's not effective because it's, you know, if it's something, it cannot be precise. And one of them was done first. And then that made the can into a kli. And that's what Ms. Gerelitz also explains the pin of the Chaz Nish. Issue number four, that same thing said Mishbur, if you chop off the head on the top and you're intending to beautify the break, that it remain a kli, that's also a problem. So you see that if you're chopping off the top of a barrel and you're intending to make a good hole, you violate the Isidrais and Masakamon as Brun Shachon al Chaznish writes. That's not so clear, because you could say that even if he's intending by breaking off the top of the barrel that the opening should be smooth, that's not considered as a bind of a kli, only like ruining the kli, because in general, opening up the top of the barrel is made through removing the covering that's on it, not by breaking the top. And this guy who breaks it in a nice way, that's only to minimize the destruction. In contrast, someone makes a good hole on the side of the barrel, he's chayfa bayin as britan shokan aruch, because at times that a person makes an opening on the side of the barrel so that he shouldn't have to put in the effort to open up the cover. Dish number five, Shabu said that if it's a large hole that's meant by us lachnas later, it could be issa deraisa. Now regarding cans that have liquids, and the way is to make two holes so that when you're pouring the liquid in one of the holes, the air comes in the other hole. For example, let's say a can of concentrated fruit juice or something like that. The Chaz Nish writes that every one of the holes is, like, you know, back in the good old days, they had the big cans they would pour from in camp. That's considered, each one of the holes is considered as an opening that's made lahaknas lahitzi, because at times you pour the liquid in one hole and the air comes in the other hole, and sometimes the opposite. However, if the holes are made in a way that the pouring is done through a specific hole, the Chaz Nish is not sure if to qualify that if you make both of them at the same time, if it's like a Pesach, the Os Lahachnas Lahitzi, because it's possible that since the Knis Nitzi is not done through that hole, it's not halacha like an opening that's made Lachnis Lahitzi. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman writes that since the entry of the ear is made only so that the liquids could go out, so the opening is that has the ear come in, it's not considered as a Pesach HaOs LaHachnas to bring in, and therefore the holes are not considered as Pesach HaOs LaHachnas LaHitzi. Look at what that he asked, that even that if you can say like the Rezach HaZnish, that even when they're in a can that there's only one hole, it's considered as a Pesach HaOs LaHachnas LaHitzi, that when you're pouring out, besides that the liquid goes through the hole, it also the ear then comes in there too. Dish number six, the Chaz Nish writes, "Machlik Rashi for Tesis. If there's Isim Deraisa to make in this barrel a hole that's Os Lachnas Laitzi, looking Tesis in Beit Avraham Gimel and Beis Maskel Kitanya, and according to Rashi, is Isim Deraisa, whereas according to Tesis, no Isim that Tari. Look at the Deraisa. I look like opinion of Tesis because they're Basroi, they're the later opinions. Dear true number